anyone here have a riff on Gibson? Yes. Do you mind bringing?
Again?
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, there's someone who's here today who wasn't here last week. Just wanted to remind them or to inform them that Amir Hashem on Beis Shvat, we spoke about the fact that we'll have a written Chazara, and you're supposed to get back to me in terms of whether a week is enough time for there not to be Shir beforehand. Okay, just to recap where we are, while Eitan is not here, we pointed out that we may have a machlokes whether chashin and lusilusa de bedina in a situation where Kohen was removed by two edim being made that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and we have a situation of trey utrey. We had one aid previously who said that he was kasher, and now a second aid comes who says that he's kasher, so we can combine these two edim. So we have a trey utrey, and we put the Kohen back, according to one man d'amar, in his place, because even though it's trey utrey, there is a previous chazaka, and we have some machlokas to Rashbam and Tosfos, or certainly between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Ksuvos, are we dealing with the chazaka of the father? Thank you very much. Or are we dealing with the chazaka of the son himself? Tosfos and most Rishonim deal with the chazaka of the father. Rashi and Ksuvos deals with the chazaka of this individual himself. And the other man Do'amar, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ana Nachtine, Ana Maskinen Le, and the other man Do'amar held note that there's an issue of Zilusa de Beidina. On that, the new Gemara now will start in the middle of the Chamed Beis Amar Aleph, two-thirds of the way down. The Gemara says, Maskifla Ravashi, Yehachi Mayir Yachad Afilu Betrei Name. Why break it up in terms of one and one? The issue is one of Zilusa de Beidina. The issue is, you know, why would we give such an ukimta? Elam Ravashi, kulei amaloch hashin lezilusa de bedina. V'hocha b'letzareif edus kamiflegei. Our question is, can we take an aid who was made 3 days ago, b'metzareif him with an aid who was made today, and say that we have over here a kat, that we have over here an alpishnayim edim yokum dovar? That's the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar. And this machlokes has a precedent. Upluktah dahane tanoi. The Tanya liolam ene dusa mitzterefes ad shiyiru shneim keechad. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha omer afilu bezeachar zeh. This is one machlokes tanoim. This is what's called edus miyuchedes. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Braisa, brought in Sanhedrin daf lamed amud aleph. It's also brought in Makos on daf vav amud beis. And a second machlokes, which we have, that the Tanakama holds Ein Edusim Akeimus Abezin Ad Shia Idu Shteim Keechad. Rav Nosson Omer Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Hayom Chshavo Chaveiro Lamachar Shomim Dvarav. So Al Atar, the Rashbam understands that this first machlokas that was brought was simply icing on the cake. It's not relevant to our sugya. We're not dealing over here with the question of Siruf in the world of Re'iya with Edus Miuchedes. We're dealing over here on the level of Haggadah, where we have machlokas Tanakama and Rav Nosson. So we will link the shitas. Rav Elazar will paskin like the Tanakama, Ein Edusan Mitzterefes, and Rav Shimon Gamliel will paskin like Rav Nosson, that Edusan Mitzterefes. That's what the Gemara appears to be over here. But I think that there is another level on which one could learn the Gemara, and I'd like to suggest it to you. And I think it fits into the language of the Gemara, but I couldn't find a Rishon who says it's black on white. So maybe it's wrong. But we'll try it out. You'll tell me if you think it's okay. Let's start off with the machlokes between Rav Yoshua ben Korcha and the Chachamim. They have machlokes in terms of when you have a situation of one aid looking from this window, one aid looking from that window. We have Edei Re'iyah, who see from different places, and or we have one aid who is made on Maise X, and then another aid is made on Maise Y. One aid is made that on Sunday we saw Reuven borrow money. I saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon. Another aid is made that on Monday I heard Reuven tell Shimon, I owe you money. And that these two aids, and the question is whether we can be Mitzarif them or we can't be Mitzarif them. in what realm do Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and the Chachamim have a machlokes? In what realm of halacha? Are we talking over here in the world of Yoredeya, in the world of Choshen Mishpat? Where do they have a machlokes? Do they have a machlokes in the world of Dinei Nefashos, where we have two Eidim, one who sees the... Right. That's what, in other words, it's mashma very, very much from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But in the Gemara in Makos, on the Avavim Adais, there it said black on white, and we'll see the Rambam also paskins like this Gemara. Then in Makos, on the Avavim Adais, it points out, Amar Rav Nachman, Eidus Miyuchedes, that's our case of Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha, Ksheira B'dinei Mamonos, Dechsiv Lo Yumas Al Pi Yed Echad, B'dinei Nefashasu De'en Ksheira, Avo B'dinei Mamonos Ksheira. Namely, that there's no machlokes in the world of Nefashos, that there's no way of being mitzareis to Re'iyot. However, in the world of Mamonos, that's where we have the machlokes between Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha and the Rabbanan. What about the second machlokes that we find between Rav Nachman and between Rav Nosson, I'm sorry, and Tanakama, as to whether we're mitzareif hagadot? Where is that machlokes? Is there a difference between nefashos and mamonos in terms of that machlokes of hagada? By Re'iya, by Eidus Miyuchedes, Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha is limited to the world of mamonos. What about in the world of hagada? In terms of one aid being made today, another aid being made tomorrow or next week, where did Rav Nosson say that that's mitzareis? So we don't look high and low in the Gemara. We don't find anywhere where there's a chiluk between different realms of halacha. But the Rambam and Kanarev, most Rishonim, took for granted that the same machlokas that we have between the same limitation that we have on Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha, we also have on Rav Nosson. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Eidus, where he starts off the Perek dealing with the question of Re'iya. Eidin Nefashos Tzrichin Shiyushnehem Rowan Esa'osa Aveira Ki Echad. And this is as opposed to Alcha Beid Dinei Mamonos Afal Pishel Arou Eilu Es Eilu Eidus Amitztarefes. And even if we're dealing with two different Maisim, the Eidus is Mitztarefes, and we pass like Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha, but we limit it to the world of Mamonos. Then the Rambam says, V'chein. But this is not based on a Gemara. This is based on a Svara. V'chein, be'eis shemi'idin, be'ezdin, yavo echad v'shomin dvarav hayom, u'kishyavo eid hasheni. They will hear him tomorrow. U'motziin mehem ha-ma-mon. Right? In other words, that in the world of that we say that just as Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha, his tziruf is limited to the world of Mamonos, so also by Rav Nosson, his tziruf in the side of Haggadah is limited to Mamonos. That's the psak of the Rambam, but again, there's no Gemara. What over here, l'chora, would be the reason to link these two inyonim, to link the Re'iya and the Haggadah? Why did the Rambam do that? I mean, how did it itself? It's tremendously limiting to say that in the world of Nefashos, we need the two Eidim to come, b'vasachas. If the Gemara doesn't say it black on white, so why would we do that? Why would we limit it? How did the Rambam understand the halacha of Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha? What is being said by Rav Yishuv Ben Korcha? How do we view Eidus Miyuchedes? What's the chisaron in Eidus Miyuchedes? Why can't the Eidim in the Fashos have one see from here and one see from there, but they won't see one another? And what does that mean? How do we view the Eid Echad in the world of Nefashos? We have two psukim. Yes? As nothing. Vidyuk. Okay. So here we have two psukim in Parsha Shoftim. One pasuk deals with Nefashos, and the other pasuk deals with Mamonos. In the pasuk of Nefashos, it says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Al pi shnayim eidim o shlosha eidim yumas hameis, lo yumas al pi eid echad. Eid echad in the world of Nefashos is nothing. If he's nothing, So he's nothing, irrelevant of whether we're dealing with the lack of a tziruf on the level of ri'iyah, or the lack of the tziruf on the level of haggadah. In the world of nefashos, we need a cut. Al pishnayim o shalosha edim yumas hameis, lo yumas al pi ed echad. But if we just move two more prakim within parashas shoftim, we have a parallel pasuk in perek yutes, in terms of mamonos. We're over there. It says, "Lo yakum eid echad deish lechol avon ulechol chatas al pishnayim eidim al pishlosh eidim yakum davar." That eid echad, you know, is no good lechol avon ulechol chatas. However, al pishnayim eidim al shlosh eidim yakum davar. This is dealing with mamonos. And Chazal or Doresh, that Erechad is no good for Avon or Chatos, but Erechad has come for Shvua. And then, Al Pishnai Shnei Edim, Al Pishlosh Edim Yakum Davar. Then within the world of Mamonos, an Eid Echad is a something. The fact that we need two is one plus one. In the world of Nefashos, two is two or zero. It's all or nothing. Either you have two or nothing. In the world of Mamonos, we're building on an Eid Echad. The Eid Echad was no good back there in the world of nefashas. However, in the world of mamonos, eid echad is something. He's not enough for a chiyuv. To get to a chiyuv, you need shnei eidim. But he is something. So therefore, we can be mitzaref eid plus eid in terms of the ri'iyah. Eidus miyuchadis is mitzarefes. And we can be mitzaref eid plus eid in terms of haggadah. That's what the Rambam understood, that we're dealing over here with one machlokes, one ekronim machlokes, in terms of the nature of eid echad. If he's a zero, he's a zero on both planes. On the plane of Ru'iyah and on the plane of Haggadah. If he's a something, he's a something on both planes, on the plane of Ru'iyah and on the plane of Haggadah. Okay, so we have over here two models of how to view an Eid Echad. The model of Nefashos Eid Echad is zero. The model of Mamonos, the Eid Echad is something. What are we talking about in our Gemara? Are we talking about Mamonos? Are we talking about Nefashos? We're talking about Ishus? Ishiyut, maybe. The personality. We're talking about the Mamad Ishi. We're talking about the status of the Kohen. This is not Mamonos. This is not Nefashos. This is an in-between category. What Shmuley points out correctly is that the Rambam views this as a Davar Shebe'erva. The Rambam says that Yuchsin is a Davar Shebe'erva. We can ask the question, in Davar Shebe'erva, is that a question of two as a kat, like in Nefashos? Or is Dover Sheba Erva two, like in the world of Mamonos, one plus one? In other words, we have three cases over here that need two Eidim. Mamonos needs two Eidim, Nefashos needs two Eidim, and Erva needs two Eidim. We have two models. We have the model of Mamonos where it's one plus one. We have the model of Nefashos where it's zero or two. How do we view Yuchsin? Is it one plus one or two plus two? What?
Even though it's
Chumah Jerabanan, in other words, it had it been, okay, that's a good question in terms of the Rambam. But let's deal with the world. I'm asking in general. In the world of Erva, let's not distinguish at this point between Doraisa and you're correct, we'll come to that. I'm just asking, how do we view Davar Sheva Erva? So we have Gzeira Shava on the one hand from Mamon, it's correct. On the other hand, yes, there is no concept of shvua in the world of Davar Sheva Erva. Namely, we have lo yakum eid echad lechol avon lechol chatos lechora. That could also be dealing with the world of with the world of erva as well. Erva also is avon v'chatos. So this we'll see is a machlokas rishonim, but it could be what? This could be the machlokas of Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Elazar. Namely, their machlokas is, in our case, is their tziruf eidim. That's their machlokas. That's what Rav Ashi says. That there are cholik, v'hocha b'litzareif eidus kamiflegei. Their cholik, are we mitzareif eidim? So the Rashbam said, what does it mean? Their cholik, do we paskin like Tanakama, or do we paskin like Rav Nosson? It could be no. They both agree we paskin like Rav Nosson. The question is, does Rav Nosson apply to this case or not? Namely, that the phrase in the Gemara, ubeprukte dahane tanoi, doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to link A with Tana X, and we're going to link B with Tana Y. Maybe it means ubeprukte dahane tanoi. Their concern is the machlokas of Rav Nosson and Tanakama. Tanakama says that even in the world of Mamonos, there is no Tziruf. While Rav Nosson says in the world of Mamonos that there is Tziruf, maybe everyone agrees with Rav Nosson that Mamonos is Tziruf. Nefashos is no Tziruf. And the question over here is, which standard are we using for the world of Erva? That would be a very powerful question. And this raised, David raised the fact we have a Gzeira Shava on one hand, you know, it's in certain areas. But the question is, how far does the Gzeira Shava go? Let's say, for example, in Mamonos, you need Drisha V'Chakira. Right? Do we need Drisha Chakira also in the world of Arayos? Is that a Dindorais? Is Dindrabanan? What are we going to be comparing it to? To what degree do we have over here a comparison? And this could depend, you know, like the sky is the limit. Since we have two psukim, one pasuk deals with nefashos, one pasuk deals with mammon, you have to ask yourself, what is the crucial issue over here? Why is mammon different from nefashos? And here, again, you can have various options. It could be that maybe the world of nefashos, we're dealing with the... What we're concerned about more is the Iruah, the event. Reuven killed Shimon. Levi was Nivelet Ayedei Reuven, etc. We're concerned with the event. Masha'en Kain, in terms of Mamonos, we're concerned more with the Chiyuv, with the halachic obligation. It can come about from a number of events. I could be chayav because I borrowed money. I could be chayav because I was moda. I could be chayav because there's a shtar. I could be chayav because, you know, maybe we came in Bitsares. In other words, self, as Gemara pointed out. If I have one aid that says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday, and another aid that says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Monday, so these two aid came in Bitsares, that Reuven certainly is chayav money to Shimon. Maybe he's not chayav double, but he's mechayav, you know, a mana kamisa day. That's a tremendous difference between Mamonos and Nefashos. How do we view Arayos in this respect? How do we view Arayos? Is it an inyan of chiyuv? Is it an inyan of an irua? Maybe it should be more similar to nefashos than to mamonos. Or another classic chakira is the pasuk says lo yaku made echad beish lechol avon ulechol chatos. In other words, the world of nefashos is personal. You're a rotzeach. You know, you're given a ma'amad ishi. Masha'enkin, in the world of mamonos, you're chayav money. In other words, there's nothing. In other words, your bank account is what's going to be affected. There's a shibur on the nechasim. It's not necessarily on the person. How do we view in the world of arayos? Are we dealing over here with a chiyuv? Are we dealing over here with a standing on the individual? It's an open issue. How does the Rambam paskin? How do we view arayos? Are we mitzaref edim in arayos? Does Rav Nosson's halacha apply to arayos or not? Well, from Hilchos Eidus, he doesn't mention. He distinguishes here. He says, Eidus, Eidin Nefashos, we need that they come together. In Mamon, not. But there is a Ramam in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah. There's a Ramam in our Sugya. How does Ramam Paskin in our Sugya?
We are
Mitzarif. In Hilchos Yisuri Biyah, right? In Perikuf. The Perek Chaf Hilchos Yisuri Biya Halacha Tet Zayin. The Rambam has the whole case of Huchzak Aviv Kohen v'chule. Zeha Acharon Mitztareif Le'ed Harishon Hareishnayim Idim Shehu Kasher. That we say that we compare it to the world of Mamonos, like David pointed out. In other words, we go back to the Zeref Hakosuv of Dovar. I mean, so again, I didn't find a Rishon that says learns this chat in the sugya. I looked high and low. I couldn't even find an Achron who learned this chat in the sugya. Although I assume that when Rukhsin will get to the sugya, probably that's the way he'll learn. But and probably I heard this from Rukhsin at some point as well. I mean, because I doubt if I would have come to it on my own. But but in other words, there could be a way of learning the sugya. But this opens a question, because we do find a machlokas rishonim in a parallel situation. You brought me before the Rif and Gitin. So if we open up in Perek Misha Achazov, right, to Daf Lamed Heyam Adayz in the Rif over there says we're dealing, if you recall, with the situation, we learned this Gemara one time, where a husband gave a get to his wife, and then he was misyached with his wife. And so we saw machlokes beshamay and beshilo, does she require another get? Do we say, hein hein ede yichud, hein hein ede biya? We saw that. So the Rif quotes, ahalacha, ra'u hashnayim shenisyachadim imo, tzricha himeno get sheni. Echad, eina tzricha himeno get sheni. We need two edim on the yichud to pass in like Beis Hillel. What if we have echad shacharis v'echad ben ha'arbayim? Right, we have one aid that he and she went into a hotel room in the morning, another aid that they went into a motel room in the afternoon. Zehaya maisa v'amru ein mitzarfin. We're not mitzarif the two of them. She doesn't require another get. Comes on the run over here and learns a rule, a principle. The principle is that afilu kidesh mamosh b'fanav ein choshishin l'kedushin ein davar she'be'erva pachos mishnayim. Va'af al gav to legabi mamon kaimelam b'perek zebor halva hodoa achar halva mitztarfin. Even though we passed in Rav Yoshua ben Korcha, legabi ishus the shayach b'dine mamon dine nefashos b'vas achas bayavahu. Namely, we've been dealing with the question: how do you yuchsin in terms of hagada? But lachora we saw this is one big issue: how we're going to view dine erva in terms of edus. So here we have, in the world of Ri'iya, we have the Ran saying black and white, that we compare the world of Arayos to the world of Nefashos, not to the world of Mamonos. In Mamonos, we have a concept of Tziruf Edim, Edus Miuchedes. This one can see in the morning, this one in the afternoon. Arayos, we compare to the world of Nefashos. And I pointed out to you that this Ran is Bechorah, what appears to be Paskind-like, in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel in Evan HaEzer, where we're dealing over there with the world of Arayos, the world of Gitin, and the Machaber Paskin Sarach Yushnei Eidim Ksherim Bishas Mesiras Haget comes along the Ramah and says Ukishiyim Sala Haget Bifnei Shnehem B'Yachad, namely that if we would have had a case where one aid was there in the morning, so the Bezin said, okay, give the aid over. Tell the Baal, give the aid over to this aid. This aid has to leave. Then another aid comes in the afternoon, and the Baal gives the get over a second time. That's no good. What's the source? So it says over here the source is the Beis Yosef. What's the source of the Beis Yosef? The Ran, our Ran. Comes along the Beis Shmuel over there and says, that's not normative halacha. That's a das yachid of the Ran. We don't paskin like this Ran. We paskin that we compare anything but nefashos to the world of mamonos. And even if you want to go ahead, says the Beis Shmuel, and pass like the Ran, limit it to the one case of znut, where you're going to have a totsah of nefashos. Namely, if this woman really remarried her husband, and now she'll go ahead and get remarried, there's going to be nefashos. So only in a situation where there's actually going to be nefashos, then we would need two, but not necessarily otherwise. Or, what one could say, and this is what we'll see later on in No Debi Yehuda, maybe the Ran limited it to a case of Ishus, to the case of Kedushin, not because of the ramifications of Nefashos. What's unique about Kedushin, as opposed to other areas of Erva?
Creates a field of occurrence for everybody else.
That's what the Beis Shmuel speaks about, that we have ramifications. But what else is unique in terms of the nature of Edim by Kedushin? Right. In the world of Mamonos and in the world of Nefashos, what we have, what we call Edei Birur. The Edim are those who are Mevarer, the facts. In the world of Arayos, these aren't only Edei Birur, these are Edei Kiyum. Even if the husband and the wife are both Moda to the facts, they're not married unless they're in front of two Edim Ksherim. These Edim create the marriage. Maybe in the world of Edei Birur, even in the world of Arayos, it's enough to have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. In terms of Edei Kiyum, where you want to say, Hein Hein Edei Yichud, Hein Hein Edei Biyah, where we want to create a Kedushin, to create a Kedushin, for that you need Edei Kiyum. Maybe for Edei Kiyum, which we don't find in the world of Mamonos, there's no Din of Tziruf. Maybe there you require the two of them, the Vasachas. So it could be the Ran is wrong altogether. It could be that the Ran is limited to cases that have direct ramifications of Nefashos, like the language of the Ran, that he said that Lagabe Ishus the Shayach Bedine Nefashos, or it could be he's referring specifically to the case of Kedusha. In the case of the Rif, we say that there's no tziruf. In other cases, perhaps there would be tziruf. This is the what I sent you to, the tshuva of No Debi Yehuda. This is one of the most famous tshuvas of No Debi Yehuda because it has six parts. And anyone who's dealing with any of those six inyanim cannot deal with them without touching on No Debi Yehuda. The story is a sordid story, and I'll leave it to your imaginations, to the fact that unfortunately the New York Post wasn't created in the 20th century. Already, you know, it's all, these issues existed already from the time of Dor HaMabul, if not from before the time of Dor HaMabul. And so there's this sordid tale about a woman who was not sanua in the Lashon HaMa'ata, but her father-in-law was very, very powerful in the community. And Adim came to Beis Din during Kodesh Elul before Yom Kippur to say that that this woman was machshel them and v'chulei, and the Beis Din checked it out, and these Adim appeared to be honest, and they went back to the husband and the wife, and the father-in-law got involved and squashed any possibility of their doing anything. And then he went to the Arkos, and he had all these people whipped and put in prison, v'chulei v'chulei. But the bottom line is this woman permitted to live with her husband? So No Debi Yehuda, after bringing the whole story, so he says there are six reasons why maybe she is permitted. There are six reasons why we can say technically, even though clearly she is not, you know, where it's Sarah Rivka Rachel Valea, but technically she's still permitted to her husband. And then he goes ahead and bangs down all six of them. He says, but she's really asur. Ha'isha zu asur lebala b'yisra chamar hamar b'torah v'tum aksiv beka arayos v'yimisha lo yigarshena z'ein ha'ish menuka me'avon cheto yiso ha'isha hu v'chol beis yisro nekiyim. But he says, but I have to go through and knock off each of the six possibilities. So one of them is the question, these Edim didn't have a proper drisha v'chakira. Is drisha v'chakira necessary in Edim of arayos? A second issue is over here that they didn't give their edus in front of the woman, in front, you know, with bifneihem, in front of the supposed culprit. A third issue is that they were also involved in the act. And the question is, do we say palginan dibura on their edus, that they're believed in terms of the woman, but in terms of themselves, ain't of them mesim atno rasha. A fourth issue is that maybe they were chashudim, they weren't exactly, you know, the cream of the crop either, in terms of their own lifestyle. And maybe they were chashud because of all sorts of rumors about them. And then we have the issue of lo ro'u edusan ke'echad. Each of them told his story. This is what happened to me on this day. This is what happened to me, says the other eight, on this day. We're dealing with different stories. The gist of the story is all one and the same. The gist of the stories is that this woman was mezana under her husband, but it was this day and this day, v'chulei v'chulei. Can we put them together? Because this is our issue. This is the Ran. The Ran l'chora says you can't put them together. And the No Debi Yehuda quotes the Maharasa Sonu Paskins like the Ran, that we can't add the Edim together. So about 20 pages into the tshuva, he's soster the Heter HaShlishi. That was the Heter HaShlishi, in terms of Edus Miyuchedes. And he says that the Ran over here, as the Beis Shmuel pointed out, is a Da'as Yochid, and probably he's only talking about the world of Edei Kiyum, the world of Edei Kiyum by Kedushin. But in terms of Znut, that's not Edei Kiyum, that's Edei Birur. And we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, and he brings many rayas that we paskin that way. So we have over here, then we find the machlokes rishonim and the machlokes achronim in the world of Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha. So yitachen, we'd also have a machlokes by Rav Nosson in this world of Yuchsin. Namely, it's not that far off to say that we would have a machlokes. How do we view this area? Did Rav Shechter ever tell a story about the No Debi Yehuda with this tshuva?
I heard a different story. I don't know if it's the same. It was also with a daughter-in-law.
Okay. I seem to recall one time that I heard that the No Debi Yehuda at some point was mischare, in terms of that all you need is one heter to make her mutter to her husband. right? He brings over his six houses. I don't remember on which one of them that he was mischaris, and he felt very bad that he had asked him, because there was this one, but I don't remember on which point it was. I don't think it was on the point of Eidus Miuchedes. I think it was more on the point of Drisha Chakira. So in any case, so if you want to, you can learn the Gemara over here straightforward, that the machlokes between Rav Elazar and Shimon Gamliel is, do we pass on like Rav Nosson, or do we pass on like the Tana Kama? Or it could be, everyone agrees that we pass on like Rav Nosson in the world of Mamonos, and our question is, do we transfer that over to the world of Yuchsin? And then you can raise the issue, is it transferred over to the general world of Arayos? Assuming that Yuchsin is part of the world of Arayos, is there room to, and you know, then it has relevance both to the Re'iyah and to the Haggadah, because the Rambam puts the two of them, the Hainuhach, that they're all basically one issue. So, okay? We continue? Besed. Okay. Hahud amale lachavrei. My boy is v'hai ara. Amale minach zvintei v'ha shtara. Amar lei, the other side says, shtara zayifahu, that you're bringing a shtar mezuyah, you don't have shneut chazaka, and so get off my land. I'm the marei kama, get off my land. You're coming with a shtar zayifah. Comes the machzik, gochin v'lochish leila rabba, in. Shtara zayifahi, umihu, shtara ma'al yahayveli, v'irkis, v'amina, in kitay b'yadoi koldahu. What exactly was this shtar that he's bringing? Is it a shtar amana? Namely, was it like a preview of a shtar that later on was meant to be replaced? Or was it mamash a shtar azaifa that he went ahead and he forged the shtar in order to replace the original shtar? Those are two lashonos in the Rashbam. But the bottom line is, Amar Rabba, mali l'shakir, iboy amale shtar amal yahu. He has amigo. He wins with amigo. In achinami, he is bringing a false star, but no one knows that. No one knows that. That star is going to make it through the world of Kiyum. And he did a very good job of forging. Or if it's a star amana, they're actually the real signatures, just that he is using the star in an improper manner. But he has over here amigo. Amale Rav Yosef, amai samchis, a high stara, high stara chaspa bi'almahu. Rav Yosef says that we cannot use amigo. We have a machlokas over here between Rav Yosef and Rava, whether this migo is valid or not. What over here is the machlokas? What over here is the machlokas? If I were to wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, Nu, in this case, should we say migo, should we not say migo? Intuitively, what would you say, like Rav Yosef or like Rava? Who would agree with Rava? Who would agree with Rav Yosef? Okay, so intuitively we have a machlokes. I would say that, in other words, we have a rule of migo. In other words, if you want to knock off the migo, it has to be knocked off in some way. How is Rav Yosef knocking off the migo? We have a rule b'chol haTorah kula that we apply the din of migo. We have a chakira, is it a biro, is it a koach taina? Over here, l'chol Rabba, the Rebbe, is correct. He has a migo. Rav Yosef wants to say, what are you talking about? What knocks off the migo? So here we have Rashbam, we have the Ri, we have the Rivam, we have the Ramban. Okay, let's start with that. Okay, let's start. What's the Rashbam's direction? What does the Rashbam say? Alatar, yeah. Migo makomedim. We learned already. This is an old issue. This is a machlokes Rabba and Abaye. So now it's revisited between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Namely, that we have over here Edom. What Edom do we have? Hodas Baldin, Kamei Edim Damei. So amigo can't override Edim. Amigo is a raya, but Edim is a stronger raya. Hodas Baldin, Kamei Edim Damei. It has the power of Edim. And so we have over here, amigo b'makom Edim. Why does no one learn like the Rashba? Do you ever wonder that? In other words, like, here the Rashba is giving you pshat in the Gemara, fits nicely into the previous sukya, but no one learns that. They don't even quote the Rashba and knock him off. Just ignore the Rashbam. Isn't that frustrating? Just to have the Rashbam ignored, and so he never said anything? I mean, you know, like, Tema, Lemnim Amigo. Rashbam already explained it. And so they ask the question, why are we, like, as though there's no Rashbam? Why over here was the Rashbam ignored? Yes?
Well, I'm sure it was timing. When the Hadar is on the potential timing of the Shkar.
When we say migo v'makom edim, the edim are against that which he currently is towing, not against a potential taina. The edim are against his current taina. So over here we have, in other words, here he has a hodos. His taina is I have a shtar, right? He is moda that this shtar is meaningless. But what? Yes.
Every pesha.
Right. In other words, we pointed out that there's a difference when you have Edom coming from the outside and when you yourself decide to change your taina. This we saw in the Rav Yoh, if you recall, in the Mordechai, that this person came and claimed, you know, someone says you sort of watch an object for me. So first he said, what are you talking about, Lahadam? And then he comes and says, you know, in the reality, I had it and it was hit by lightning. And I don't want to be potter both ways, but I just want to tell the truth. And what about my previous taina? I'm being moda that I lied. So we said that mishanami p'tur l'p'tur, that on the individual level he can change. And how did the Rav Yoh explain it? Based on why mishanami p'tur l'p'tur? Because he boishas because of migo. He says migo. He says the word migo. We saw tough kuf. I don't know what it was. Kavzayin, it was the siman that we saw. He says, because of Migo. Either the Hodas Baldin, so Hodas Baldin Kidneya Edim Dame. There's a Kafadimion. In certain areas, it has the status of Edim, but not in terms of overriding the Migo. The Migo still exists as long as there's an internal, as long as there's no external proof against the Migo, it's all internal. The Hodas Baldin still exists. It's Kimei Edim Dame. If you recall, we saw in the Ksos, he gave a different reason that a taina is only a taina until there are halacha l'maisa ramifications. I can change my taina. So over here, l'chora the migo still exists. So that's why the Rashbam is just ignored. Now, so let's move over to the re, because I think the re is really the most. I mean, we'll cut to the revam, which is dealt with more, but. The Re sort of gets to the core of the issue. Problem is, what does he mean? It's about ten lines from the bottom of Tosos, maybe fewer, 8 lines. V'nira l'Re, the taima de Rav Yosef de lo amrin on migo hacha, kevon de les le hacha migo, ela im kein shikir tchila, shehutzrak l'shakir tchila v'lomar v'hashtara. Okay, what does he mean? what does he say? So we have a Ritva, who brings a Yesh Meforshim, which uses the same language of Tosfos, but says it a little clearer. Then I think afterwards you can put it back into Tosfos. The Yesh Meforshim, says the Ritva, the Rav Yosef Savar, the Kevon de Nisbarer Lanu, Sheosa Taina Shayachol Liton, Hishekir Gomor, Kugon Zesh in Itbarer Lanu, Shashtar Mezuyaf, Veshekir Einlano Livnos Alav Migo, Shelo Aminan Migo Elke Shehi Taina Sheena Mavu Eres. What over here is the perish of the Yesh Meforshim, which I'm pretty sure is what Tosfos meant, because he uses the key words. That what is, when Chazal spoke about a migo, how far does migo go? What ta'anot can amigo support? What ta'anot can amigo give ne'emonis to?
Ones that are potentially true.
Nachon. Stamataina. Stamataina, we have no idea if it's true or it's not true, so the migo will come in as a birur, the migo will come in as a tkoachtaina, the migo will come in and will buttress up this taina. However, amigo is not alchemy. Amigo can't turn a taina sheker into emes. And over here, this is a taina sheker. Okay, it's not a question of migo b'makom edim. It's not a question that migo can't override edim. Simply, this is beyond the realm of migo. Migo, the whole concept of migo, was meant to give veracity to a taina, which may be true. Right? If I wanted to lie, I could have lied better. Therefore, what I'm saying is true. Or we're transferring a ne'emonus from taina X to taina Y. Right? But that's if that taina can be true. But over here, if we know this taina is not true, so amigo is not going to help. Amigo can't create truth. Amigo can support truth. Yes?
Is that also what runs behind Nigel Malcolm Edim?
I don't think so. Nigel Malcolm Edim is that we have different levels of proof. That amigo is one level of proof, Edim is a higher level of proof. Namely, we have amigo, but it's overridden by Edim. That's Nigel Malcolm Edim. Nigel Malcolm Edim, Lo Amrinan, it's overridden. Over here, this isn't the question, we have amigo, but it's overridden. We don't have amigo. We don't have amigo. The amigo doesn't get off the ground. This is you can't, it's apples and oranges. You can't apply the amigo to such a situation. That's why I think he says black on white. In other words, that ein lanu livnos alav migo shalom rinan migo ela kashi taina she'ena mevu eres na minena ba mitoch taina acheres. Migo is to transfer nemonis, to give nemonis, to be mevarer, but here's nothing to mevarer. He lied. He told us he lied. There's nothing we can do with amigo. Amigo can't create night out of day or day out of night. It just can't do that. You want to create, give a taina, ein migo makom sheker, but said.
How is this any different from what the Rashbam actually said? The Rashbam basically says exactly
no,
the same thing.
No, because the Rashbam links this with the previous sugya. The Rashbam says, black on white, that this is an issue of Amayko Samchis Halomode Shahashtar Pasul Hodas Baldin Kameya Edim Ilu Bo Shnei Edim Shamru Shehu Pasul Leka Tu Malilo Shaker. He's quoting over here Migo Makom Edim Ilu Bo Shnei Edim. This isn't Migo Makom Edim.
But what he's saying is that since we know for a fact that the Migo is untrue.
Oh, okay. If you want to, I agree with you that if you want to, you can say the Rashbam didn't mean this is the case of Migo Makom Edim. The Rashbam meant that you can't, in a situation of sheker, use amigo. But there's a much easier way of saying it. There's a much clearer way of saying it. You don't have to bring in two edim. There's nothing to do with two edim.
Unless you assume that amigo and machmir, the problem is that the edim are going against your amigo, and that's why.
Okay, but could be. It could be. I just, you know, it's possible. Generally, someone would have said that. I didn't say anyone. Again, it's possible. Okay. So we could have over here two perushim so far, or if Daniel wants to insist, it's one, but I think that it's two. We have the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ritva and the Rashbam, and then we have over here the Ramban. The Ramban is sort of not like himself in this situation. That what does he point out? What is the problem over here according to the Ramban? Before we'll get to the Rivam in the end. What's the problem over here according to the Ramban? Gizinu Kimta. We're talking about what kind of a shtar? Which is not Mekuyam. It's a shtar whose signatures have not yet been validated. Right? And that's the issue. What's the issue? That after the Bailim said that this shtar is a forgery, then there's no way of being Mekayim the shtar. Namely, this has nothing to do with Migo. This is not an issue of Migo. This is a side issue. It's a TKO, right? A technical knockout. It's not a knockout. It's not like a punch, boom, and the guy is lying there. It's a technical knockout. There's a side issue over here that in order to be gove with the shtar has to be mekuyam, and that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Hai shtar rachas b'yamahu. This shtar can never become mekuyam. This shtar we can never validate because it doesn't lend itself to validation. You can't validate a shtar which is a forgery. That's the Ramban. Okay, nothing to do with the world of Migo. Mashmad from the Ramban, that there's no issue over here of Migo Mokom Edim. There's no issue over here of Taina Sheker. The Migo would work. Had this shtar been Mekuyam, you know, it's because it was a good forgery. Kind of, theoretically, it could be Mekuyam, or it's a shtar Amana that could be Mekuyam. It's really the signatures. Had it been Mekuyam, according to then Rav Yosef would have agreed with Rabbah. Well, simply, Rav Yosef raises the issue. We have a technical issue that the shtar cannot lend itself to Kiyum. But he was not bothered at all by the world of Migo. Okay. And then we come to the... Yes?
So how does that thread into the Gemara of Ma'al Shach?
Ma'amai Samchis ha-hai-shtara, hai-shtara chasubi-almahu. You know, it's the... Again, the Rabbah is assuming that there is no issue over here of being Mekayim the Shtar. And once we're Mekayim the Shtar, even though the Bailim said that it's a Sheker, but we have amigo. Rabbah says we have amigo. Rav Yosef only disagrees with Rabbah based on a technicality. Okay. Yes?
Why isn't it Nitan Nikiyam?
Because the whole concept of Kiyam is to say that this shtar is not forged.
I mean, once he says Zechel, then it's not.
Right. Now, again, you could put this, in, if you want to, into the Rashbam as well. In other words, but I don't think that's what the Rashbam is saying. In other words, what the Ramban is bringing in that we have over here, a shtar that doesn't lend itself to Kiyam. Technical problem. Nothing to do with Migo. However, the classic Perush that's going down from the Sugya, this Sugya is the main Raya to the Shita of the Rivam, the Tirei Rivam, third line of Tosfos, the Lo Amrinon Migo Lahotzi Mamon. Umashu Muksuk Bekarka Eino Klum. Dekarka Becheskas Be'aleha Kayima. Kevon She'en Lo Shtar V'lo Chazaka Ele B'dvarim Bi'alma Shomer Shtar Amaya Haveli Be'yirkis V'lo Amrinon Migo Ela lahachzik mamon shiyachal liftor atzma yedei migo. Okay, that we have over here a rule that Beisden only uses migo as a one-way street. Beisden only uses migo lahachzik. Beisden does not use a migo lehotzi. And over here we have a situation of migo lehotzi that we view the balabayis, the marikama, as the muchzak. And this upstarter who wants to claim that it's his because of the shtar, and he has no shnot chazaka, he is the motzi. Amigo is not going to help a motzi. And Rabba, in other words, that would be us. So the question is, what over here then is the machlokis between Rabba and Rav Yosef? What are the two options?
The Rebbe says later that once you're told,
the question could be that everyone agrees with the principle, amigo lahotzi lo amrinan. The question is, who over here is the machzik and who over here is the motzi? Or the question is, ekroni, whether migo lohotzi amrinan or migo lohotzi lo amrinan. Let's start off with the ekroni possibility. Let's start off that we have over here a basic question that we've been learning, you know, it's Bava Basra, we haven't come across this principle of migo lohotzi lo amrinan. We saw migo daha'aza, migo de betre. In other words, what could be perhaps the machlokes over here on an ekroni level, whether Bezdin's hands are tied behind their back in the world of Lahotzi, that Migo is only a din of Lahachzik, or we say, no, Migo Lahotzi Amrinan as well. What could be the machlokas over here between Rabba and Rav Yosef?
Whether there are different kinds of Migos, whether there's a stronger Migo than other Migos.
Well, let's start off. Best is always to return to classic Chakiros, and then to see whether we can move beyond them. We saw a classic Chakira in terms of Migo. What was a classic Chakira? Is Migo a Birur or Koach Taina? Right? Is it from a Balabatish perspective, that if I would have lied, I could have lied better? Or do we have over here a Halacha, in other words, a Bezdin transfers the Ne'monos from a theoretical Taina to a current Taina? It's a Din. It's not necessarily saying this is more true, this is less true, v'chulei. Let's take each side. If Migo is a birur, should it work lehotzi only lahachzik? If Migo is a koach taina, should it work? So choose your weapons. Anyone want to suggest a direction? David, you want to suggest a direction? Okay. Anyone want to suggest a direction? Yes?
If it's a birur, then she doesn't know anything with it.
Okay, one direction is that if it's a birur, if it's true, it's true. Might not give me if it's lahachzik or lahotzi. You're mevarer, ma she'en kein, if it's a din in koach taina.
Then maybe chazak gave it to you.
I know what to hear. Koach taina is a din within bezdin. And here we're dealing with choshen mishpat. What happens when one side wins? The other side loses, right? In other words, here we're dealing with, in other words, if I'm going to believe the Migo, I'm going to be hurting someone else. I'm going to be, so to allow a person to maintain the money that he has, to keep the field that he has, I'm not intervening. Masha ein kein, to give, take a field and give it to someone else because of a koach taina, ma pitom that I should do that. It's like taninan. Taninan is also a din in koach bezdin. Bezdin has the power to offer someone, I'll be your lawyer. I'll be towing that which you can't be towing. However, we only say taninan lahachzik. We don't say taninan lahotzi. I mean, what my pitzon, the bezin should come up with a taina to be motzi mamon from someone else. There are two sides over here. So to keep someone from losing his money, bezin will come up with taninan. To give his money to someone else, when we have a suffix, my pitzon. So maybe over here, koach taina is limited to a case of lahachzik, because that's a din in bezin. Beis Din isn't going to take the initiative to hurt someone at someone else's expense. Masha'en came, if it's a birur, so this is the truth. If it's the truth, by nafkamina, one way or the other. Or, you could say, pum fakeret. That's why David needed time to think, because it really, there are two sides over here. You could say, koach taina, that's a metzius, that's an object of metzius. If he has another taina, we give him the ne'emanus, irrelevant of who's of how things are going to fall. In other words, this is the din of Beis Din. Ma'ashenkin birurim, this is what Danny sort of mentioned a minute ago, there are birurim and there are birurim. There are all sorts of birurim. Rov is a birur. However, ein motzin mamon al pi rov. Rov is enough of a birur to be machzik mamon. Rov is not enough of a birur to be motzi mamon. We have all sorts of birurim, but not every birur is going to be motzi mamon. So maybe migo is not enough of a birur to be motzi mamon. Namely, it's not a question, it's true. Okay, in other words, rov is also true. In other words, achrevim lahatos. Chazaka is also true. Not every chazaka is going to be motzi mamon. Some chazakos are going to be. Some chazakos aren't going to be. We have a chazaka, ein adam porea tochzmano. That's enough of a chazaka to be motzi mamon. Namely, that someone claims, I took a loan for 100 days, and I paid it back after 20 days, we tell him, sorry, in other words, you have to pay. No one pays after 20 days if they borrow money for 100 days. They'll invest it for 80 days. Why would anyone pay back a loan early? Only tzmimim do that, but most people aren't tzmimim. And so that chazaka is nothing motzi mamon. We're going to be motzi mamon on a person from a person based on a chazaka and a pareya tochmano. That's an exception. But generally, if it had been a chazaka, had it been a rov, we'd say, en hochum the mamon, acha harov. We're not going to be motzi mamon based on a rov. So over here, Migo is a machokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, are we going to be motzi mamon? So it goes both ways. I agree, in other words, it's not mukrach. You can learn it this way, or you can learn it this way, but there is classically, it lends itself to two sides. Okay, that's one way of understanding. Then we have over here machokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, in terms of whether we say Migo Lahotzi, or we don't say Migo Lahotzi. But what's neater and nicer is to say, everyone will agree, we don't say Migo Lahotzi. The birur is limited, the koach taina is limited, it's limited. But what then would be the machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef? Right. Who over here is the motzi, and who over here is the machzi? And this was something, this is old business for us. We saw this in the beginning of the year when we dealt with Cheskas Gimel Shanim, in terms of who on whom is the burden of proof, that on one hand we have a legal aspect, and then we have the situation on the ground. Legally, who is the muksak? When you have someone who, you know, who's a marikama, and you have someone currently who's on the land, legally who is the muksak? The marikama. It's registered in his name. This he has aidim that it was once his. He is legally the muksak. However, on the ground, who is currently holding on to this land? The machzik. The machzik is the muksak. That would be over here the machlokas. Who do we view as being motzi? Who is over here being motzi? Rabba would say that the marikama is being the motzi, and the muksak, the person on the land, the machzik is the muksak, and this is the migo, the hachzik. And Rav Yosef says, no, this fellow is a trespasser. He has no rights. He's been here. That what turns into a machzik? He goes and trespasses, it turns into a machzik. The marikama is the muksak. And over here, this is a migo lahotzi lo amrina. That's what, in other words, that's what appears from Tosos. You know, that's what he stresses over here. Lo amrina migo lahotzi mamon umashem muksak bekarka eino klum bekarka lav cheskes ba'aleha o medet. And we'll see later on in the Gemara that maybe that's when we get to Rav Yehuda bar Avin that's important to us. Yes.
How could Rabbi say that the Mahdi is Mukhtak if he doesn't have a star, like where is the room?
Because physically he's on the land. Physically, in Mitzius, if you were to ask a 2-year-old kid, who over here is the Mukhtak, 2-year-old kids don't know of deeds. The Mukhtak is the one sitting on the land, the one who wants him off. I want to pick him up and throw him off the land. So he is Mukhtak, and I want to be motzi him from the land. That there is a concept in Metaltalim, so there's a concept of possession, is 9/10 of the law. Someone who's holding on to Metaltalim is the Muchzak. We point out it in Karka, that generally is not the case. And we said that we'd have a Chiddush to say after 3 years, maybe the Muchzakus of the Karka moves from party A to party B. It would be a chiddush, but it's not unheard of to say that within the world of Migo, again, it could be that in the world, in other areas, in terms of Shvua, in terms of Psak Halacha, they were going to say, in terms of Moti Mechayel of Haraya, that they will say, what difference does it make if you've been here for 2 or 3 days? But in terms of Migo, we said that Migo will give Ne'emonos to the status quo. So the status quo is that he's on the land. Okay, so in terms of Migo, he's considered to be a Muchzik. We're not saying over here he's a Muchzik, we call it Torah Kula. But in terms of the rule, that Migo Lohotzi Lo Amrinan, so over here we can say that we're not going to change the status quo based on the Migo, but the Migo can support the status quo. The status quo is this person's on the land. So that's case number one. Case number two in the Gemara, a parallel situation, not in terms of who owns the land, but in terms of a loan. There's a milza bishtar. Amalei shtara zayfahu. He's moda that's a shtara zayfa, but he claims really there was a shtar and he lost it. Amar Rabba, mali l'shaker. And Amalei Rav Yosef, amayka samchaz, ahay shtara, etc. Over here, do we still have two options? What's the machlokas? Again, by the case of the karka, we said maybe the machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef is: do we say migo lahotzi or don't we say migo lahotzi? Or everyone agrees migo lahotzi lo amrinan, but who's the motzi? In the case of halva, do we have two options?
Only the first one.
Lechora, only the first one. Namely, the case of halva, where is the money? In the hands of the lova. Is there anyone who would say that the malva is not a motzi? So in this case, l'chora, the lova is clearly the muchzak, so the machokas would be, do we say migo lahotzi? That's Rabbah. Or we don't say migo lahotzi, that would be Rav Yosef. However, yes? Well, you don't have to come out to the Rashba, Tosfos. We have a Tosfos over here who says something that we never would have said without Tosfos. But Tosfos is pointing us to a Gemara. Tosfos points out that we have a Gemara in the case of Halva'ah, where someone is coming with a shtar, and we say that he'll have a migo, and we're going to give him the money based on a migo. He quotes a Gemara, the Tosfos over here, the last two lines, or three lines of Dibur Maskil v'Hilchasa. Tosfos says, "Ubehakosev k'suvus apeyem ad aleph, amar migo diyachay l'meimar loyad v'mei olam, yachay l'meimar hani sitroi ninu, af agav de migo lohotzi lo amrinan, shiny hasam dika shtara." That in the case where we have a shtar, we view the person holding on to the shtar as the muchzak and the lova as the motzi. Even though the money is in the hands of the lova, a shtar can, using the terminology, the shtar has such a powerful shibud on the money that it's as though the Baal HaShtar is the muchzak. The case over there was that someone came to collect a loan, and the person said, "Here's the money, give me the shtar." And the moment that they took the money, they said, "I'm not going to give you the shtar. The money that you gave me was from a different loan on which I have no shtar. And now I'm going to collect the money with the shtar." And so the fellow went to Bezdin, "That's not fair." And Bezdin said, "Look, he could have," I said, "Do you have Aiden you paid him?" He says, "No, I don't have Aiden." So he could claim he never paid him. So he has a Migo to say Sitroi Ninhu. I were dealing over here on the level of Migo Lohotzi. The money is in the hands of the Lova. It's a Migo Lohotzi. So it says the shtar is enough. This generally is not called Tosas Shita. Generally it's called, as you pointed out, the Rashba Shita. Not only in the Rashba. Where did you see in the Rashba?
It's here.
Uh-huh. There is one of the volumes, the last volume of Shelos HaTshuvos HaRashba, volume Zayin, are a whole collection of tshuvas that up to a certain point in history, people thought that they were written by the Ramban. And then it was discovered that this is not the style of the Ramban. We have tshuvas of the Ramban, but they're very, very few, and they're very hard to understand. But the Rashba was very prolific in writing tshuvas, thousands upon thousands of tshuvas. And it was determined that these tshuvas are the tshuvas of the Rashba. So it's a volume called Shelos HaTshuvos HaRashba HaMiyuchasos LaRamban. So in that volume, In this edition, it's two volumes put together. In my house, it's a separate volume, thin volume. So in Tshuva Kuf, the Rashba writes as follows. The question was that there was a shtar that had an erasure in the shtar. Something was erased. And the question was, should we be choshesh that maybe someone had written a Kabbalah into the shtar, like paid, right? And that's what was erased. Sometimes these, you know, it's very real issues. Okay. Tshuva. Nira vadai de'ein choshishin l'krum. V'lo marin le'lo shtari b'chshash kazeh. Why? L'fi shahashtar mukhzaku biyad ha'malta. Ukiilu ha'mamon ha'kosav bo huchzak biyado. K'demashmad b'shvuas ha'dayonim. The Gemara that we quoted, Tosus quoted from Ksuvas, he quotes from Shvuas ha'dayonim. The Sitroi ninu. The askinu ki pare ben didei l'didei. Etc. Yeshua Magol Piran Ella Matana. The Af Agav the Kaimel Amigo La Fuke, Migo La Hotzi La Amrinan. The Taima de Milsa, Mishum de Shtara Muksaku. A star is like a dollar bill. You know, it's, the dollar bill says that the United States government will pay the bearer. It's like the person's holding on to that silver dollar. Ki Igu Mamon Hakosovo Muksak Biad Hamalta. The Ukme Mamonahu. So any Migo that the person having a star has is not amigo lehotzi, it's amigo lehachzik. So here we have still the two alternatives. We could take it, as Yeshua says, the chor from the second case, we see that the machlokis is with amigo lehotzi amrinon, amigo lehotzi lo amrinon. But the case of halva, barur, the lova is the muchzak. But we have over here Tosfos and the Rashba, who say that this is an open issue. They don't view it as open, they view it as closed. But we could say it's an open issue. Do we view Shtara like the Rashba, that he's a muchzak? Or do we view the Lova as the muchzak because he's holding on to the money? The Shtara is only a shibud, it's not a mamash, a chazaka. Okay, this is an issue that has a lot of ramifications in the world of ksuva. Right? A woman has a ksuva. Who's muchzak in the money? Is the woman muchzak? Is the husband muchzak? With, you know, in terms of the suffix, and there was a partial gviya, v'chulei, v'chulei. So within in Ksuvus, Tosus raises this issue a number of places. So that could be over the Machokis as well. You wanted to ask, Ari?
Yeah, well, is this the Pasha that you can apply that to Ashtar
It's a very good question. It's a proper question. The thing is, he's applying it. I mean, that then you go back to the others. It's a good question. Okay, that could be the machlokas, but that could be the machlokas over here as well. But that's not, you know, it's what's said, and it says shtara zayfo. Maybe that's machlokas. Could be. Okay, so we have then this double machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, and then we have over here Rav Idi Baravin paskening. Amar Rav Idi Baravin hilchasa kaveit kavasei de Rabba ba'ara. Hilchasa kavasei de Rav Yosef bezuze. And the Gemara explains. Hilchasa kavasei de Rabba ba'ara, hecha de kaima ara tekun. Hilchasa kavasei de Rav Yosef bezuze, hecha de kaima zuze lukmei. Over here we have a machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos. How to learn this Gemara? Yes? That last perishion? I don't understand it. I have nothing to add. I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about. Iname mishum hachi lo amrinan hacha migo mishum dahave choser v'toein demekara to'an v'hashtara v'ha'ata choser bo umode dechasa bi'almahu v'hashtara malya haveli. We pointed out that the only time we have toein v'choser v'toein is when we have edim. If it's not edim, then we say a person can be choser mipetur lepetur. That was in the Rav Ya. So I don't know exactly what, in other words, why this is an issue of toin v'chozer v'toin. Why this isn't so, I can't help you. I should have said I don't understand it. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't we have agents in the response to the agent put that building? And then after that, it's trying to change something else.
So if we view it as aid, but you don't have to come onto it, then, you know, so then it's amigo makom aid. What? In other words, that this is the hodos baldin. But all the cases of kosev tulip tour, what does he say about his first taina? My first taina was wrong. That's what he says. All those cases are hodos baldin. And yet we say he's believed because of amigo. In other words, so not aware that it's Machokas Rishonim. I just simply quoted the Rav Yoh because it's simple, it's in the back of the Gemara. But that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. You know, it's that the whole din of Toin L'chol Zer V'Toin is only when Eidim come. That's the only question is why. Is it because, like the Ksos wants to say, that the Tain is not completed, or like the Rav Yoh says, because it's Amigo, and the Nachman is if Eidim come later on? That's the issue. But otherwise, no. So I didn't, you know, do you have any clarity on the matter? Anyone? Okay. Now, that's why I didn't mention it, because I just didn't know what he meant. Didn't know what Tosus, I don't know what Tosus means. Okay. We'll stop over here, but I just want to give you the direction that we'd like to go to. Alatar, what is this pshara of Ravidi Baravin? How does Rashbam understand it? Sveika Dedina. We have a Machlokas Rabba and his Talmud, Rabba and Rav Yosef. We don't know how to paskin. What's the rule in Sveika Dedina? That's a question. Okay, what does it appear over here from the Rashi? What's the rule of Sveika Dedina? Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. That's what it appears. And then we go, who is the Motzi, who is the Mafi, Bukulai. Tosa says, no, there's no, that's wrong. That this is not Sveika Dedina. That this is, there should be no difference in this case in Trey Utrey. And it's the Vados. And we go after the Chazaka. And it's a Din. Okay, this is something we have to talk about. Namely, the Rush is really the one, the Rush and the Rambam are really the ones who bring it to the fore. The question is, are there different forms of Sveikos? And again, we're not going to go through all the Sefer of Tokfo Kohen, but we'll just mention that there is such a Sefer. Are there different types of Sveikos? What are the rules when you have different types of Sveikos? How do we view Trey Utrey? How do we view over here the Sveika Dedina? How do we view Tfisa in terms of distinguishing between different types of Sveikos? And is this something unique to the world of Tfisa, or is this a general rule that we have different types of Sveikos? So we'll try to just, you know, to summarize the material. I gave you the Iker Marin Makomos, and that's what we'll begin with. Then we'll move over. Did you prepare that already? Did you see it already? Did I go beyond you? What have we learned today? Did you learn? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so you should tell me if I'm beginning to go beyond you. Then we'll see the sugi over here of Ahu Arva. What we have here in the Gemara is you know, there's a certain principle which comes out of the Gemara, but there is I don't have anything to add to what we have over here in the Gemara and the Rashbam. Then we move over into the sugi, which is we're not going to finish next time, which of Rava Bar Sharsham. So learn the Gemara until the two das on Amad Gimel Amad Aleph, and we'll try and make our way through the Gemara with Rashbam and Tosfos. I'll give you the Mar Makamos. Basically, we have to bring in the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Beis, Gemara later on Daf Mem Zayin, in terms of how do we view Apotropsim, Umdin, Vachule. And there was a Bal Hamor that we had seen in a different context on the Chaf Amud Aleph in the Rif, where over here where the Bal Hamor quotes Rabbi Bar Sharsham. Of course, at that time we had no idea what he was talking about, but now we'll understand what he's talking about. So we'll go back to that Bal Hamor on the Chaf Amud Aleph. But again, we'll take it step by step. I'll give you my comments.
Tosfos
really
seems to
understand
that the